Over the years, the Philadelphia Museum of Art's collection has grown to as many as 250,000 objects. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, a special exhibition highlights recent acquisitions that reflect the variety of the museum's holdings.
In the last 5 years, the museum has acquired, or been promised, over 9,000 works of art. Deputy Director for Collections and Programs, Alice Beamsdurfer, says the current exhibition is a sampling that spans media, genre, geographical origin, and periods in history. In addition to works by Monet and Cézanne,
you'll find works of modern art by artists like Andy Warhol. You'll see Asian art. You'll see American art, early American art, and contemporary American art. You'll see design. You'll see costume.
A section of portraits includes a contemporary video portrait, as well as a Chinese funerary mask dating from the late 10th to 12th century. The exhibition also includes glasswork, a chair made of reeds, and the bright blue skirt worn by the model for Matisse's Woman in Blue. This variety, says Beamsdurfer, illustrates the breadth and depth of the museum's collection.
Artists creating works of art in different kinds of media, in different places, across time, but lots of them are thinking about the same thing. They're thinking about, how do I depict a landscape? Or how do I draw this line so that it does exactly what I want it to do? So those are the kinds of connections I hope visitors will be thinking about as they walk through the gallery.
During the exhibition, other recent acquisitions on display in the permanent galleries will be identified with special labels. First Look, Collecting for Philadelphia, runs through September 8th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.